Blog Talk Radio.
Shall we get it? I'ma get it. Shall we get it?
Calling from out of Brooklyn, Brownsville section. Every time I'm in a DMV, I'm repping with my girl, Lush.
Yo, 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 you already know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man. And we turned up on Friday. Get your bottles out. Get your drinks out, man. It's on and popping, man. It's Friday. Tonight, we got a hot artist coming straight out of the West Side, West Coast, man. The West Side has definitely been showing us mad love this week. So we're going to have your boy, Savvy Sosa live in the building. Big shout out to Big Kid ENT, my man OP. We live in the building. Big shout out to the twins. You already know what it is, man. We in here, Lush Radio Online. Follow one of us at Instagram, at Lush Radio Online, Facebook, Twitter, all that, man. You can Google us, Lush Radio Online, man. Big shout out to Heather Hunter, you know what I'm saying? And big shout out to all those cats that's making crazy moves out there. The government is still shut down, but yo, cats in the government out there, you know, in Congress are getting paid while other people are suffering. So they're passing around a petition. I think you'll see it on Facebook if you see it sign a petition. Congress ain't get paid. I mean, you got other people that's suffering, but you know what I'm saying? It's really messing people up. But we're going to talk more about that, you know what I'm saying, the whole federal government situation. also on top of that, this Thursday was turned up. Each and every Thursday it goes down at Federal Lounge, man. It gets turned up 2477 18th Street, Northwest D.C., Federal Lounge. It goes down. The hottest Thursday night party in the DMV. Your girl, Leshy Lesh, is always live in the building, doing interviews, taking pictures. It's exclusive. It's bananas. Bottle service. Food is bananas. We come there early, you know what I'm saying? Open bar from 10 to 11. You need to be in the building. It's your girl, Leshy Lesh, man. It's Lesh Radio Online. We turned up. We're going to have your man, Savvy Sosa, live in the building, man. Shout out to all those people that, you know what I'm saying, take flicks behind the camera doing their thing, man. It takes a lot of work doing that thing, man. Big shout out to that Final Cut Pro. We in here. Lesh Radio Online, man. Turn up. You know, I definitely like that song from your boy. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? I felt like a diva. Take a pic. We're going to play some Marilyn Monroe. Brianna. I love that girl, man. Brianna, you hear me? I need that interview, bro. We in here. Lesh Radio Online, man. Turn up.
I'm Holly Hood. Arrogant, don't I look good? Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe.
Oh.
Eva, take a peek. Such a queen, check a bow of lipstick. Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe. Oh. See, Bree, I'm a dope model. Drop dead, poke body. Love pink, red bombshell. Luke's on my bottom, red long hair. Jimmy Kimball, body chain my name, Prince Simple, in the club with the D-Boys, E-Class, P-Boy, yo, a suicide, A-O-D, I'm a knockout, K-O-D, baby on the sheet, totally stop, dude, and I don't sing, come and show, stop, ooh. Pretty girl rock, call it Carrie Hilton, pretty girl rock, call it Carrie Hilton, salt and blue, we don't do the heels. Pretty girl, breathe. Bitch, I'm worth a zillion. I'm Holly Hood. Arrogant. Don't I look good? Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe. Diva. Take a pic. Such a queen. Check a bow of lipstick. Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe. Oh. I'm going blonde. I think I'm Marilyn. So I bought my Marilyn. Sexy meat, friend requests keep blowing up. Paparazzi snap it while my dress keep blowing up. Shake my jelly, French man in panic. Taking man into the game, looking great in panic. Had a 20, since I was 13. Now I'm 20, got them boys all thirsty. Where you cook, hold it up. There's toast to the bread that they throwing up. He say I'm the greatest of all time. He say I'm the finest of all fine. Got male groupies, who say she all mine? Got male groupies, who say she all mine? These ain't your steppies, that's what I call blind. You getting more paper than me, that's what I call line. I'm Holly Hood. Arrogant, don't I look good? Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe. Mara, the money fast, but she shoot the ass slow. She white girl with it, get the cash flow.
She white girl with it, get the cash flow.
Let her be the best dress when we get to the club. Black shades on my eyes, you can't even see her. Now you see me on your iPad, holding three up. Why you showing all your homies like, damn, you see her? I'm Holly Hood. Arrogant, don't I look good? Take a pig, such a queen, check a bow of lipstick. Marilyn Monroe, Marilyn Monroe.
Hey, what's happening, folks? This your boy Ghost Rider, a.k.a. Flyboy Fresh, CEO of Good Life Music Group. And right now, we on Lush Radio doing it real big. You heard me? Let's get it.
One time on the check-in, man, it's your boy, Mr. DMV, DJ Rob. Representing that Target Squad, and you tune in to Lush Radio. Let's go.
Clap for a nigga with his rapping ass. Blow a sack for your niggas with your trapping ass. Clap for a nigga with his rapping ass. Blow a sack for your niggas with your trapping ass. coming up, coming down. Ride clean, fix your head in my crown. Bad bitch, H-Town. Keep it real, y'all know y'all can fuck around. Paris, where we been, part my Parisian. It's whole time and no time, it's fuck all y'all season. Piss Bordeaux and Burgundies, flush out a Riesling. When hoes out, them hoes out, y'all put y'all weeds in. Blow a sack for your niggas with your trapping ass. Spent all my euros on tuxes and weird clothes. I party with weirdos. Yeah ho, yeah ho. Don't pop Molly, I rock Concord. International, bring back the Concord. Numbers don't lie, check the scoreboard. Time for. Special soundboy Berrio, this my Wayne Perry flow. Don't know nothing about Wayne Perry though. District of Columbia, guns on your tumblers. Fuck hashtags and retweet, nigga. 140 characters in these streets, nigga. Pardon my laughing, y'all only flagging on beats, nigga. Pardon my laughing, I happen to think you tweet. Don't pop Molly, I rock Concord. Time for.
Live with us, man.
West Side, they in the building. We here. Let's radio turned up. Let's go to the phone lines and see who in the building with us. Yo.
Hello. Yo, what's up, man? Savvy Sosa, brother, was cracking.
Ain't nothing much. Digging in the scene on the gangster lane, boo.
Yeah, buddy, man. I just touched down in Vegas right now.
Man, you all over the place, man. Can I get a loan? Damn.
Come on, man. Come ride with your boy, man. They're playing me out here in Vegas tonight on 104.3, so I had to come show love, man. So I'm out here, but it's like, Pomona to your town, man. Let's go.
That's what it is, man. They playing you all over the place. They got you in Boston. They got you in Detroit. They got you playing all over the place, man. What's up with you, Sosa?
Man, I'm just trying to get like you, bro. I'm trying to be worldwide, man. Just trying to grind it out. My team is good. My product's right, baby. You know, just trying to be the Justin Bieber of Pomona, man. What's happening?
Nothing much, man. You know, it's an honor and a pleasure. You know, big shout out to OP, Big Kid Entertainment, for hitting us up, you know, to do this interview with you. They talked about how serious the grind is and everything like that. So when they stamp something, I gotta stamp it. It's certified. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so they sent me some great acts, man. Definitely. So, man, talk to us. How did you get started into the whole rap game, man?
Well, you know, I've been doing it seriously for, I said, a good 5 years, like really, really hustling and grinding. You know, I came from Pomona, and if anybody knows about Sugar Free or Cocaine or Sugar Shane, man, you know, my city is it's a wild city, man. And, you know, I started with all my homies growing up rapping, Above the Law, Big Hutch. I grew up across the street from Sugar Free, man, so rap has always been in the culture in the city, man. So I just grew up around it, you know, honed my abilities, started hustling, man, just started taking it real serious. And as soon as I got around Big Kid ENT, got sponsored by my clothing line, Defiant, man, which is, you know, worldwide. And we're just trying to make it happen, bro. We're doing, you know, great music, working hard, man, just taking it back to how it used to be, man, like to work hard, to do great music, and to really get along with your people and support, man. Big Kid is my family, and I appreciate them, man. I appreciate you.
Definitely. I appreciate you coming through and coming rocking with us, especially you in Vegas, man. Dang, man.
Man,
I need to come out to Vegas with you and get high off some oxygen. I need to get high off oxygen out that motherfucker.
Grind don't stop, baby. You know what it is.
Word. So, when you got the hot song out, right? What inspired you, you know, to make this new song that you got right now?
Yeah, you know, like I mean it, produced by Fingers, featuring my brother Joffrey. You know what, man, I was doing really good. I was getting played on radio with you know, I was doing turn-up music and ratchet music, and I was getting good responses. But you know what? I wanted to make music like I grew up to. Like, I had fun too, man. So, you know, I hollered at my brother Fingers, man. I grew up with my brother Joffrey, and I got the same dude that made that Faded Beat by Tyga. I got a song with him, too. You know what? I like that song, man. D-Nice is a dope producer. But you know what? I grew up with Fingers and Joffrey, and we just had so much fun in the studio, and you could hear it in the song, and it's everything that we wanted to make for a single, man. It's fun. It's summertime. It's Cali, baby. It's Pomona, man. We just rocking. We doing it. Big Kid Defiant, man. Let's do this.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. It's definitely a hot song. You know, you surrounded by you got a lot of, you know, thorough cats around you, man. You know what I'm saying? Straight thorough cats. And, you know, dealing with the music and, you know what I'm saying, and the like, because the West Side, man, y'all got a lot of, you know, gang-related and a lot of situations that may cause temptations. How hard is it to separate the street life from the industry life?
Man, that's a great question, dude. That's an amazing question. You know, especially because even on the East Coast and everywhere, you know, you're gonna have those situations, man. And I grew up around nothing but gangsters, man. You learn how to deal with it, especially when you're doing something like pop music. You know what I mean? It kind of gets tricky because people want to test you and like, oh man, well I thought you were from Pomona, I thought you were this and that. But you know what? From man to man, from a real one to a real one, dog, you can always communicate and always solve misunderstandings without having to go to any other level, man. If you just break down and tell people, like, yo, man, this is what I'm doing, you know what I mean? I'm not worried about any type of, you know, confrontation. Like, well, let's just get this money, man. There's too much money for us to be talking. If I don't have $1 million, I can't have beef with you. I mean, there's no reason. I have not done my job. I don't have time. I don't have the energy to have beef, man. So we need to get $1 million before we can even talk about an argument. You know what I mean? Let's get this money.
Why? Put your money where your mouth is, in your face. He ain't playing no games, man. So the name Savvy Sosa, where did that come
buddy.
From? What was the inspiration behind that?
Savvy Sosa, man, Pomona's own Savvy Sosa. I started, man, in this little clique called the Savvy Association, man, and I felt like I was the only one that could make hits, man. And at that time, Sammy Sosa was banging out home runs. I was banging out hits. So it just happened to fit, man. Savvy Association is the clique. Savvy Sosa, man, home run hitter, bro. We make hits. Like, I mean it, hit. You know what I mean? And all my bros, all my teammates, man, I'm blessed to be around them, bro. Like, Savvy Sosa, man, know the name. It's going out here.
Definitely. From looking at your Instagram pictures, you look like you're a really fun guy to hang around and stuff like that. And it seems like, you know, when people are, like, really close to you, like, treat them like family, especially, like, your team and everything and stuff like that. How important, when it comes to this industry, is it to have a good team surrounded by you?
You can't move without a team. I did this alone for 5 years. I did it alone, man, and dude, you can only get so far on your own. You need a team. You need a good manager. You need a good PR. You need a good record promoter. I mean, without that, you will stay stuck. I mean, there's so much you can do on your own. Don't get me wrong. I did it. You know what I mean? I invested in myself. I promoted myself. I pushed myself. I wrote my own song. I did everything myself. And, I mean, after the first, like, say, 2 or 3 years of really networking and meeting everybody that you can in your area, that's it. I mean, and this is what I tell everybody all the time. Like, I have a lot of friends in the industry, and they're my friends. But until you get some money, they're just your friends. When you get some money, they're your business partners. Then they take an interest. Then they present you in such a different way, it's ridiculous. People start to take you a little more serious because anybody could be a rapper. Don't get me wrong. There's people in Pomona that will out-rap me like crazy, just smash on me rapping. But you can't touch me business-wise, especially with the team that we have, man. It's everything. It's multifaceted. It's all about, you know what I mean, more than just music. You have the music, you have the business, you have the contracts, you have everything. It's just, it's all so many points in it, and you're not going to be able to touch them all on your own. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking anybody that does it on their own. I support it, man. I did it myself. But only do it on, work hard enough, long enough to get the right people to notice you. And once they notice you and they surround you and support you, you will hit the next level. But without that, you can't.
Definitely. That was some great advice right there, you know, especially, you know, people when it comes to business and stuff. What is the difference between Savvy Sosa of today from Savvy Sosa from the past?
Man, Dad, you asking some great questions. You really do this.
I've been doing this for a minute, though, man.
I could tell, man. Savvy Sosa today, man, way more fun, way more relaxed, way more focused on being an artist. You know what it is, man? When you're playing the manager role and all the business of it, it takes away from you as an artist. And people start to see that. You know, when they talk about you selling your soul to the industry, they're not talking about signing a label deal or worshiping the devil. I mean, when you lose your soul to the industry, what happens is you get surrounded by these black hole, this imaging and all this stuff that you have to focus on. You lose your creativity. You lose your interest as an artist because you're putting so much energy into, like, all these jobs. That's not your job. As an artist, your job is to, you know, keep your image. This is true. But to do your music, present yourself in a great way, have fun, let people be around you and have fun around you because, you know, you start focusing on what you're going to do next and all the business of it. You start to be so frustrated, people don't, you know, you don't even notice and people don't want to be around you. You know what I mean? So right now, I'm chilling, man. Big KDNT got my back. My manager, Colin Smith, got my back. Defiant got my back. Right now, I'm just an artist, man. Like, I know the business, and I'm blessed to have done it for so many years because I know what to look for in a manager. I know what to look for in a record promoter because I did all those jobs, and I wouldn't take that back for anything. And I do suggest people to try that before you hire somebody so you know what to look for. But right now, man, I'm just living. I'm Cali living, man. We chilling. About to go out to D.C. and mess with you. You know, just doing it, man. And that's what it is.
But see, that's what I'm talking about. See, I like the fact that you touched on that base because a lot of artists don't understand how much it goes into just being understanding the business behind it because we can go in there, you can record all day long, but you got to understand the business. Until you got to go through the tests and trials and stuff. You will play multiple jobs in this industry, but it's a good thing that you play the jobs because therefore you'll find out all the information that's been closed because most of the time back in the day in the industry, you never played those roles, so you never understood. Mm-hmm. So people can sit here and tell you all kinds of bullshit, and you just want to win it. Yeah, but now, the fact that you understand the different facets of what goes into becoming an artist, the behind-the-scenes stuff, now you can come to somebody and say, look, I got the upper hand. I know everything. Now I'm just asking you what I want. This is what I'm looking for. This is what I'm bringing to the table. What can you do for me at the end of the day? You know?
Man, and honestly, if you play these roles and you meet these people, if I walk up to, and you know my man, you know my record promoter, you know my main man, you know what I mean? If I walk up to him as a stranger and I say, yo, I need your help, he's going to be like, cool, $100,000, off top. You know what I mean? That's what it is. When you're a stranger, dude, people hit you with that stranger price. You get to know them, you know what I mean? You get to actually doing business and you know, maybe I get D-Trained some money over here, maybe I get Colin some money over here, and then all of a sudden those fees start to go down because you start to become business partners. You're friends now. Don't get me wrong. Everybody needs to get paid. You know what I mean? No one's doing nothing for free in this business, but that fee starts to come down. The more that they see you're serious, because I've been in this for years, D-Train, and my manager watched me struggle for years, and I like that because they know I'm in it for the long run. And then that fee starts to come down little by little. They don't hit you with that stranger price. They hit you with that, all right, I know you ain't going to just sit around and let me do all my work because I'm out here in Vegas solo, bro. I'm on my own out here. You know what I mean? I didn't bring nobody. You know what I mean? I'm just out here to support. This is my record, so it's my baby. Even though it's up to D-Train to promote it or Colin to manage me, I still need to do my job too. You feel what I'm saying? So it's all about that. Work, man. You got to work like this is everything.
Yo, where did you come from, yo? Like, where did you come from? Another planet or something? Like, can you tell these other artists this shit? Because it's crazy because, like, I used to manage, but I stepped away from it. And, like, real talk, like, when you invest so much money in the artist and they're not serious, they don't take it,
man.
You know, you put too much work into it, it's like a waste of time. So then you take the L on money because they're not serious about what they're doing. But you still got to constantly grind regardless whatever you're doing. I don't care if you got a promoter. I don't care. You still got to do your job as an artist to fuel them to work extra hard for you at the end of the day.
Exactly.
You know, and that's real talk. So are there any tours or anything that's going on and stuff, you know, anything new that we need to check out besides the song that we're going to play in a few?
Definitely. I mean, right now, you know what I mean, we're focusing on the radio run. You know, we're going to go up to Frisco, Fresno, New Mexico, Houston. So if anybody's out in any of these areas, you know what I mean, we're going to hit the radio runs. But right now, I'm just starting. I took a step back from doing shows to work on the music because until the music was right, like, I'm not even trying to be out. You know, when the music's right and the show's right, I'll step back out. But I'm just doing my return, like my return to the scene at True in Hollywood. And True is a dope club right on, you know, the downtown, right? I mean, down in Hollywood on the Strip, you know what I mean? So I'm coming back at True, hitting Hollywood, like, we're about to start taking off, man, little by little, though. And it's right now, this is what I tell my manager. I'm not in the business of taking shows. Right now I'm in the business of denying shows. I want to be exclusive, you know what I mean? You want to mess with me, you got to understand, like, this right here is just the beginning. You know, we about to go. So, I mean, I'm really trying to be at the dope clubs, the clubs that wouldn't even let me in 2 years ago. Now I better perform at them. And if you don't want to let me perform, then you're going to hear for, you know, quadruple the price in a month or two. You know what I mean? This is business. It is what it is.
Wow. He was like, back then they did one, now I'm hot, they all on me. Guys, we so set in the building.
Lush Radio, man. We in here.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and play this song like I mean it. I want you to go ahead and introduce it, and then we're going to come right back and talk more to you, man.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, man. Pomona's own Savvy Sosa, baby. My single, Like I Mean It, featuring Ja Free, produced by Fingers. We on Lush Radio, man. Spin that. Let's go.
Yes, I know.
Gonna love you like I mean it.
Fingers on the track.
Gonna love you like I mean it.
Definition of class act, full-time student, Louis heels, match the backpack. She said boys have a sidetrack. She don't want a man, so money is where her mind's at. I fell in love once with a great guy. Roll the dice on, dude, it was snake eyes. She wanted him, but she she hate lies. Now I'm here, but my history has a terrified. She told me that my past got her scared as hell, and happy endings only happen in fairy tales. Give me one chance and you won't regret it. I know you've been hurt, I can be your medic. You smile like the sun shining over Cali. Your body's on point like you work at Bally. Everything about you is what I needed. So when I tell you that I love you, you should know I mean it.
Yeah.
She need to keep a guard. Unless you wanna end up with a broken heart. As soon as I met her, I could see her scars. And all I wanna do is hold her in my arms. Yeah, what's the promise if you don't keep it? I tell you that I love you because I mean it. I know you think that I'm keeping secrets. How do I prove that you're the one I wanna be with? I can see that you're scared and you're distant. But I don't quit, I'm persistent. All I want is your hugs and your kisses. No more lonely nights, cause I found what I'm missing.
Yeah.
What's happening, folks? This your boy Ghost Rider, a.k.a. Flyboy Fresh, CEO of Good Life Music Group. And right now, we on Lush Radio doing it real big. You heard me? Let's get it.
Yeah, that was that Savvy Sosa, baby. Like, I mean it. That song right there made me want to be like, I need to be booed up with somebody right now. Like, I need to find
you feel me.
Ooh, it's getting cold. It's getting cold.
You feel me? Cuddle see that. We taking it right to spring break, man. Rolling it next to summer, man. 2014,
yo. Yo, that is a hot song. You wrote everything, like even the hook and everything?
You know what, man? I wrote the verses. Fingers helped me with a ghost hook, and we brought Joffrey in to finish it up. It was a collaborative, man. You know, the verses are me, but it takes more than one person to write a hit record, man. I guarantee that.
Yo, that song is hot. You gonna get some motherfucking money. That song is hot.
Thank you, brother.
We're
releasing it right now. We're releasing it right now to Japan, man. So you gonna hear me across the country.
Well, you know Japan loves hip hop, like so they be like fiends for hip hop. So you know, and just it's a crossover because it's hip hop and it's pop at the same time. So like they gonna tear that thing up right there.
Yeah, man. We trying to make it hot out here, bro. Trying to bring it back. I want to be two steps ahead, man. Like, you know, Tank Genuine and Tyrese are coming back. I said, ooh, I need me one of those records.
Word. Because, you know, at the end of the day, the ladies, they, you know, they pay for the music at the end of the day, especially if they really like it. So, you know, the ladies are the ones. So it's definitely a dope song. Savvy, you know I'm a girl, right? I got a little cold, so I might sound like a dude right now. I got the deep voice and shit.
Yeah.
The like, I sound like, my voice is like mad deep. So I know you like, yeah, bro. And I'm like, did I tell him what? Or should I just play along with the shit? But it's okay. You ain't the first one to do it. You know, I got a little you know, raspy voice and stuff. It gets worse when I get a cold though. But
oh man.
You know, but yeah, it's all love though. The other question I gotta ask you is, if you weren't doing music right now, what would you be doing?
Man, who knows? Who knows, man? If I wasn't doing music right now, that's an amazing question as well. Like I said, you know, you've been doing this for a while. Man, if I wasn't doing music, I'd still be doing music. If I wasn't doing music, I'd still be doing music. That's the only answer I can give you.
It's still a good answer. Oh, man. The other question I want to ask you is, you're a business owner. You got the whole clothing line and stuff or whatever. You know, how hard is it to run a business? How hard is it to run a business? And you know, you got the whole clothing line situation. So talk to us about that.
Well, you know, actually, it's more like a Soulja Boy or a Tiger situation, like Tiger with Last Kings and Soulja Boy with BLVD. I'm more or less just like the face of it, like the brand of it, you know what I mean? I get a salary, I get a check like an employee. Basically, you know, I have somebody else running the business. And see, this is the type of stuff that people don't say, and like I probably shouldn't say. Maybe if I was media groomed, I wouldn't say it. But fact of the matter is, you know what I mean, running this business is hard enough, you know. So, I mean, I need a team just to run this business, so I got a team to run that, you know what I mean? That's my bro's stuff that's going on, and I'm pretty much just the face. I rep it hard, you know, but the brand itself, the fine is big, man. Diddy rocks it, Bieber rocks it, Snoop Dogg rocks it. So, you know, I'm just lucky. I'm real lucky to be a part of everything I'm part of. And it's funny because last year I wasn't a part of any of it. And, you know, it just that's one thing I do have to say. If you keep grinding, you keep your mind on it, you keep focused, man, like things change in the blink of an eye because I went from just myself to now I got, you know, Big Kid. Like, that's huge, you know, worked every record you, pretty much you've ever heard of. And then you got, you know, Defiant, which is just everybody's rocking it. And you know, I just feel lucky to be where I'm at. You know, I'm real blessed to be here. And, you know, it's all because of D-Train, Colin Smith, and Tyler Early, and just, you know, the people that I surround myself with. I'm very lucky.
Definitely. I mean, as like Donald Trump said, he said, you know, sometimes you got to separate yourself from the pack. But when you do got a strong team, you got to definitely stick with that. You know, when you have your situation running like a well-oiled machine, that's when the team comes to play. So all you got to do is play your role at the end of the day. But you got so many people that want to play, you know, the chief instead of playing their role as the Indian. You know what I mean?
Man.
So we can all at the end of the day.
Everybody wants to be a leader, but you know what? And that's the whole point. You know, like I'm proud to be in the position I'm in, you know, and the other thing about a lot of artists, I think they don't give the people that do most of the work, you know, any of the credit. It's like, I'm telling you, you know, without D, without Colin, like, and without Tyler, man, I would not be where I'm at. Without the DJs, I would not be where I'm at. You know, a rapper is a rapper, and that's cool, and I'm good at what I do, and I never take away from the fact that I work very hard and I do great music. But without DJs, and without, you know, my team, it just wouldn't move anywhere. And that's another thing, DJs, man, that's, you know, you got to just constantly give support and credit and love to the DJs because the DJs make you move. Like, that's it, you know. And that's another thing. You got to show love, man, and show love to the people that started you. I have a lot of people that I'll never forget that, you know, they're not even that big, but for some reason they connected me to this person who connected me to that person. And those people are the ones that you need to remember. You know, it's never going to be just a Savvy Sosa did it. Please, you know, it's the DJs, and it was a team effort, and it will always be, and that's how you can win. That's it. You know, there's never going to be like, oh, I did it myself. That's just not true.
Definitely. I definitely respect you for that, and, you know, you definitely got definitely a good head on your shoulders, and you got a strong team. OP, Big Kid Entertainment, I have seen them break a lot of artists. Like,
man,
anytime they got a situation, they send me an artist, and I see them blow up. And in a couple of years, they blow up. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
They done pushed a lot of artists' records, so you are definitely in good hands right now, you know. And I just see nothing but success for you and all that you're doing. The last question of the night is, if you had some type of advice to give the youth out there, what kind of advice would it be?
See, and that's amazing. I mean, I really enjoy that question too, because I came from, you know, I guess you would say an at-risk community and at-risk neighborhood. You know, like my thing would be, you know, even though I would love to tell kids what everybody else tells kids, you know, it's like, oh, don't make the same mistakes I did or whatever. Here's the truth of it all. If you make mistakes, learn from them. That's all I can say. You know, work hard and focus, because you honestly can do anything that you put your mind to, you know, and it might not be at the level that you think right now, but if you keep on moving up your little level, set reachable goals, it's like climbing a mountain or it's like walking a trail. You know, you ever just walk and you're just looking straight and you just walk and you turn around and you're like, damn, I didn't even know I walked that far. It's that type of thing.
Yeah.
You know, don't, you know what I mean? Shoot for the stars, man, but start, you know, start trying to climb trees first. Like, it's all about pacing yourself, being patient. Being patient is huge, because I'm super impatient, and I'm very, very lucky to be able to complain to my team and not have them, you know, yell at me all the time because I'm super impatient. But, you know, that is, I'm, you know what I mean? Like, but I talk to them. I don't tell nobody else that. You know, I tell them, I'm like, oh, man, I just want to get things going. And they're like, yo, be patient. And that's the truth. Be patient. Set real goals. Keep working. Don't give up. Stay focused. And when you make mistakes, because you will make mistakes, do not give up. You know what I mean? And just learn to be comfortable with yourself. Because I was trying to be something I was not for so many years. And that's why Big Kid was kind of staying away from me for a while. I was really trying to do, like, and it may have applied to me when I was younger. And I may have been all about this stuff when I was younger. But as I grew up and I wasn't about it anymore, and I was still trying to keep that, like, image or mentality, you know, grow up. Don't be afraid to change and progress. And if people don't want to see you progress, you know what I mean, then it's because they're stuck. That's not your problem. Keep on growing, keep on changing, keep on reinventing yourself and finding new ways to be happy and learn everything you can about yourself. You know what I mean? It's super important to be comfortable with you, because then people will be comfortable with you. Because if you're uncomfortable with yourself, imagine how other people feel around you. You know what I mean? Like, just always remember to learn. Grow and learn, and that's the best thing that you can do, no matter what.
That's some great advice. We got a call on the line, and I think it's our boy live in the building. 323, what it do, baby?
Nah, man, you know it's your boy OP, man, a.k.a. the record breaker, a.k.a. I just want to talk some shit, man. I just want to shout out my boy Sammy, Savvy Sosa, man. I'm going to tell you, man, I'm proud of you, my guy. You know what I mean?
Nah, I appreciate that.
Nigga, your record, nigga, your record, nigga, is hard, my nigga. Ha! You feel me? So you already know what Big Kid gonna do, man. I didn't want to take too much of your time, man. I've been listening in for the last 30 minutes. Just want to shout you out, man. Shout out Lester, always holding me down. And we know we're gonna get this record in, Savvy, baby.
Now, yeah, I'm talking. You know what it is, Big Kid. ENT, that's the family. It's not the team, it's the family. You feel me? The mom.
Ah.
Let's go.
You already know, man. Yeah, hold on, Sam. You telling too much information, man. She don't even know about the mob shit, man. Telling too much information, baby. You got to keep that enclosed, baby. You don't want, you know what I'm saying? You don't want baby know about that yet, man. You know? Keep it on the low. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying, man. Media grooming, man. D-Train trying to train me, man. I'm trying to keep it all.
Nah, you
trying to keep it all
good. I'm talking shit, bro. You good, man. You all right.
I know. I'm just fucking.
You straight, man. But I just want to say shout you out, man. Thanks, Lush, man, for even doing the interview, man. And appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you. We ain't here to do nothing but work, baby. Let's get it.
Oh, you already know. You already know.
He's doing an outstanding job, OP. He's doing a great job. He's doing an outstanding job. Definitely.
Man, I'm trying to get it in, man. I'm trying to be rich by the time I turn 29.
Man.
And then I can get a loan.
Yeah.
Oh,
We're gonna call it a gift. You know.
Yeah, if we're making that much money, then we can call it a gift, man. Fuck it, Lush. We can call it a gift.
I'm still so touched right now.
But I might want something in return, god dang.
You know what?
Let me sign. Let me get out the phone. I got to go, y'all. I love y'all. We got the phone. 2X ready for y'all.
Thank you, baby.
Hey, that's him. This is what I got to deal with. He is a fool, but I love him to death. One thing I can't take away from OP is his grind is stupid. I've been knowing him for a couple of years now, and he's crazy, but his grind is serious. And any artist that he takes in his hand, he basically just grinds hard for them, like he gives his all. So it's definitely, you know what I'm saying, a dope movement. And, man, like I said, I see nothing but success for you, man. Keep doing what you do. The song is crazy fire, man. So, like, I mean, the whole world's going to be banging out to that joint right there, man. You might be on that top 40 in a few, man.
Man, I'm praying. I'm praying, oh, girl, let's get it. You know, as long as we got your support, you know, that's a beautiful start.
That's truly appreciate you, man, and I appreciate you taking the time to come rock out with Lust Radio Online, you know what I'm saying? And that's what's up, and shout-out. Thanks for the shout-out on the Instagram and stuff. I told OP, I said, I'm going to beat him because he had to do the Instagram joint upside down, so I got to bend my neck to the side.
Yeah, I know. That was Train, man. You know, we can't trust Train. Train is still trying to learn all this new technology. That's the thing.
Man, like, yo, I said, OP ain't shoot this because the last one he did for me was up and down. I'm looking like this. I said, I'm still going to put this shit up, though.
Yeah, that's. I was tripping. I was like, man. I should have had my manager shoot it. But you know what? Hey, it is what it is. It stands out. It's different. We meant to do it. That's what it is.
Hey,
branding.
It is what it is. At the end of the day, it still served its purpose. You know what I'm
saying?
That's
right. Then from now on, I'm only shooting video sideways. What's up?
Yo, shut up. Oh, this is the last question I had to ask you. Because I know you got like a whole big Latino following, right? I didn't know if you were Latino, but you look Italian to me. So I was gonna ask you, are you Italian or you Latino or you mixed?
I'm full blooded Italian, no mixture. I got Italy tattooed on my chest.
I knew it, yes. I was like, yo, because I see all this Latino stuff, right? But I'm like, yo,
yeah.
His attitude, his swag, everything. He looks like an Italian, a full blooded Italian. And stuff.
Good
and
call.
Like,
that's exactly what I am. I tell
that's
them, man.
Up.
I tell them I got Italy tattooed on my chest, so they stop calling me white.
Now, Italians ain't white. For all those people out there, your girl Lushy Lush, Italians are not white. Italians are not white. Chicks or dudes. They the closest to black people I know.
Tell him, man. And we're not talking about Jersey Shore Italians. I'm talking about Italians.
No,
we got
not
soul.
Not
I mean, we got soul. We got rhythm.
I love me some Italians, though, man. That's what's up, man. Definitely. I knew it. I know I'm never wrong with my shit. I knew it.
Good call. You're like the first one.
I had to ask that question before I got off, before you had to leave me and stuff. I said, because the swag and everything, this dude is a full-blown Italian. The hair, everything, the attitude, even the poses you make. I said, this dude's Italian. I don't care what nobody say.
That's what it's about. See, I'm happy you could catch it, man. That's why I can't wait
Definitely.
To go to New York because they're gonna call it. You know, in California, they think I'm Latin, and that's okay. I love my Latins. I love my white people, too. I love everybody. But in Cali, they can't call it. They're like, what is this dude? And I'm like, no, I'm not Italian.
But see, that's a good thing because you're versatile and you can fit in anywhere. That's the thing. You can hang around with the thugs. You can hang around with the other people. You can hang around with any culture, and you'll blend in. So that works for you, you know what I'm saying, in your case anyway, because you look, you know, people really can't tell. So it's like, shit, fuck it. I'm down with it. Fuck them.
That's what it is.
You know what I'm saying? You know, so at the end of the day, I think you have outstanding work, great creativity, and I see nothing but success. Keep rocking out with Big Kid ENT. Keep doing your thing. And you know what I'm saying? A couple of more years, I'm going to see you with a liquor sponsor. I'm going to see you with a billboard. I'm gonna see you in the top 40. It's gonna be bananas.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm having my own champagne. That's what it is.
Oh.
My manager got a winery. Feel me, Fontaine. You know what I mean? That's gonna be my next investment on everything. We already thinking about that. We past 5 years. We 10 years thinking. You know what I mean? We 20 years. We retirement planning now. You know what I mean?
Wow. All I'm saying is I love wine, so I just need a couple bottles shipped to me, and I'll be good.
We got you. Lush Radio. We're gonna have your own brand on it and everything.
Definitely. And, you know, when y'all get, you know, the album, they say whatever you got, you know, send them through and stuff, you know what I'm saying, so I can Instagram that and everything, show that love, man. Appreciate you.
Got you. Appreciate you. Thank you so much for your time. You know what it is.
Definitely. We just had your man, the one and only Savvy Sosa, in the building. And I want to rock this song one more time because I like this song. This song had me jumping and dancing and doing all kinds of things that you can't see right now. But I love the song. So check the song out right here, Savvy Sosa, Like I Mean It. So turn up your hands, turn up your speakers, and get live, baby, with Savvy Sosa. Follow him on that Instagram, Facebook, Worldwide. Google him, baby, man. He the man you need to know. Let's go.
Gonna love you like I mean it.
Fingers on his trash.
She the definition of class act. Full-time student, Louis heels, match the backpack. She said boys have a sidetrack. She don't want a man, so money is where her mind's at. I fell in love once with a great guy. Roll the dice on, knew it was snake eyes. She wanted him, but she hate lies. Now I'm here, but my history has a terrified. She told me that my past got us scared as hell. And happy endings only happen in fairy tales. Give me one chance and you won't regret it. I know you've been hurt, I can be your medic. Your smile's like the sun shining over Cali. Your body's on point like you work at Bally. Everything about you is what I needed. So when I tell you that I love you, you should know I mean it.
Your smile, your style.
She need to keep a guard. Unless you wanna end up with a broken heart. As soon as I met her, I could see her scars. And all I wanna do is hold it in my arms. Yeah, what's the promise if you don't keep it? I tell you that I love you because I mean it. I know you think that I'm keeping secrets. How do I prove that you're the one I wanna be with? I can see that you're scared and you're distant. But I don't quit, I'm persistent. All I want is your hugs and your kisses. No more lonely nights cause I found what I'm missing. Not because you're fine, you're one of a kind, right? I know exactly how you should be treated. So when I tell you that I love you, you should know I mean it. Yeah.
Love you like I mean it. Your man Savvy Sosa, man, killed it tonight, man. Crazy interview tonight. dope artist. Love the Italians. Definitely support his movement. It is what it is. Less Radio Online. We turned up. Good Watch Gang. We in the building. Less Radio Online. Shout out to Jordan Marcel. Shout out to Big Kid ENT. We in here, man. Get your mind right. We ain't playing no games, man. Like, I mean it, man. You already know what it is. Featuring Ja Free, produced by Fingers. We in here, man. We ain't playing no song. This is the new hot song, taking it all the way to the summertime. You know what I'm saying? We ain't playing no games, man. Dope interview. Dope dude. You know what I'm saying? I love dope interviews. I do love dope people that, you know, definitely take, you know, definitely take their business serious. So Less Radio Online, we turned up. It's Friday. Get your bottles out. Get your drinks out. But drive safe. Be safe, man. Each and every Thursday, you know, it goes down at Federal Lounge at Adams Morgan. You know, I'll be in there doing interviews and taking pictures and stuff. Big shout out to Heather Hunter out there. She's showing us mad love on Less Radio Online. Shout out to everybody that's on the grind doing their thing, man. Remember when life throws you a curveball, remember you're always in charge of the direction it goes in, man. We out here. Let's Radio Online. And shout out to all the photographers out there. Shout out to all the artists, everybody. It's Friday, man. Ain't no reason why your ass should be sitting here crying, worrying about anything, because at the end of the day, there's other people in worse situations than you are. So stop complaining. Stop crying. Get off your feet and get on your grind. You heard from your man, Savvy Sosa. He said, look, man, I worked hard to get where I am, but now as I worked hard, people paid attention, and look at me now. I got a team. So you got to work hard so you get noticed. You know, it might not come at the time when you want it, but just take your time and be patient, man, and you'll surely get there and you'll get your blessings, man. Remember, you're only one person away from your blessing. So, man, we got to keep doing our thing, keep grinding, keep moving. The federal shutdown, I don't really understand. It seems like a lot of people are getting paid. You know, Congress is getting paid. But these people are suffering. It's really messing up people. They hit them on the first of the month where you know people had to pay their rent. Some people didn't save money. Come on, let's be honest. Some people didn't, you know, save money. Or they had to dip into their savings. And we really don't know how long this shutdown is going to be. So it's also messing with the economy in a sense where, you know, they're losing a lot of money too. So, you know, I don't know what they're going to do in regards to changing this situation or if this is going to be resolved. I have no idea, but I hope it does soon for those people who are out of a job at this moment. I guess you can find alternatives like going and working out at the gym, picking up another hobby, starting up your new business. Maybe this is a time for you to spend more time with your children, you know, so figure out what you want to do. Furlough. Everybody seems like everybody's having a furlough party. Come dance your sorrows away. Have a furlough party. Get free drinks. It's a furlough party. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants to. Anytime there's a tragedy or a situation, like even when the earthquake came, people was like, yo, we having an earthquake quiet, son. Word, son. I almost died in an earthquake, son, but I'm alive, son. Like, son, let's get a drink. We have an earthquake party, son. You know? People are crazy, but, you know, Hurricane Sandy. We having a Hurricane Sandy party, son. Son, I almost got swallowed by the hurricane, son, but I'm here, Hurricane Sandy, son. You know, Hurricane Katrina, because Hurricane Katrina party, son. Hurricane Katrina relief party. Somebody gets shot down the street, they be like, yo, son, we having a son got shot down the street party. It's sad, but people capitalize on everything. The world is crazy, but you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Shout out to Coast to Coast DJ. Shout out to Your City. Shout out to Quan Lee TV. Check them all out. Lush Radio Online. We in here. Check out some of the footage on LushRadioOnline.com. We got some commercials coming out that were shot by me from Federal Lounge. We also got some footage from the interview with Music Maestro. Check that out. Also, we got some other stuff coming out. So check out, you know. We all over the place, you know what I'm saying? It's not just the radio. We also do footage, so check us out. Let's Radio Online. We turned up. And we love you, man. This is life. This is how we live it. Turn up. Turn up. Let's Radio Online. Doing that thing, man. You know, I love music. And I don't just do it for me. I do it for the people. And don't forget your girl, Emma E2K. Emma E2K. She's bringing sexy back. She's coming back. Emma E2K You know, she's back for the jump off. She's coming back each and every Monday, Motivational Mondays, jump-starting your morning. You need to get up and get it started. And she's coming back, and she's going to be in the building, and you need to check her out on Lunch Radio Online from 9 to 10 o'clock. She's going to be in the building. And I'm working, I think I'm going to try to get my man Spliffy Star back on the show, Spliff Star, and we're going to talk to him about what's going on with him right now. But we got a joint with him called, with him coming out his camp right here, called Hard Rock Money. And
Roberto Cavalli stage. I'm looking like a something in my palace with my riches and Buffy the body made. I had a couple issues getting that bread up. Now I'm blowing that guap fast like the money ain't a thing. New convertible ghost with dealer tag. Mama wanted the range, my sister wanted the Jag. The new Richie, rich of the game. These haters always try to hate when you're doing your thing. It's all good. Cartier Phoenix. The Hugh got the baddest women in the world on my lap playing with my penis. Like I'm Hugh Hefner, Playboy. When she in the mood, I'm what she use for a Playboy. Shit, she probably part of the mile high. I don't tear the roof off, nigga, I blow the sky high. Then I buy it back, like how you like me now. If you know you getting that money, then sing it with me now.
Money ain't a thing, cash rules everything. Paper rock, getting that hard rock money. Cash rules everything, paper rock, getting that hard rock money.
Mobbed up, real G's ain't playing. Street corner king, models love bossing. Money ain't a thing. Step posture, we'll be in the club. Gotta get my drink on. Ice so cold, gotta put the mink on. What you know about us? We get bread when the business is done. Then we get hit. I'm a pimp, I'm a bowler. Miss Jack Cowler. 32 shoes, sticking on me and Paula. Never think small, always think big. Paper rock stack money, and that's how it is.
Got your body good though. Got your body gudo, ass all fat and round, looking like a sumo. Tell me what they do though. Let me beat it like your omen. Shine it like a trophy.
You got that gun, baby, show me.
Back it up on me. Show me how you work it. Show me how you twerk it. Your body picture perfect. Goddamn. Shorty sweeter than candy yams. She got a nigga poppin' band. Shorty talking about. Tell your body goodo. Every nigga in here want your money in the middle.
Girl, you're sweeter than a Skittle.
Pretty eyes, thick thighs. Break it down for me, let me see the way it rides.
Got you bouncing like a 6'4", popping like a clutch.
Split it open for me, baby, like I do a Dutch. Yeah, drop it to the floor, then you bring it back up. Your girlfriend bad, but she ain't got enough. She talking about. Tell me how you do that, tell me how you do that. Every nigga in the club, love the way you move that. They be like, who that? That be out there wicked, with a small wig.
And I ask like delicious.
Why free, cutty weed?
Yeah, call it little vicious.
The girl got cake, birthday wishes. She see a nigga looking, she see a nigga watching. She see a nigga scheming, she see a nigga plotting. She talking about.
Always picking on me. They call me what's insane. And what's my game?
And I can tell you the same, since I'm the vulgar vegetarian, I'm just sick of my friends. Don't no pork sausages, mom. Please, they blitz suits to breeze, quickly these suits is up. Crazy Daisy shot the sheriff, yep, and I shot the gift for that. Pretty sneaky, this, oh yeah. I got my socks off, my rocks off, my nest is over, go, hobby, hobby, try to zombie, try to rob me, silly, stuff, stickity, dun, 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 dun.
Down. I might sound crazy, 'cause we be going back and forth for a minute. I
Send my Twitter pics, I'm on him and Naomi. Wanna low, I used to holler at his homie. Fucking now I'm about to ride him like a pony. Yeah, okay. Thug Polly, yo, come Polly. He wanna fuck a bad dolly and pop Molly. I hope your pockets got a motherfucking pot Molly. Or is it that you never bow? John Sally, he had the rose in the voice, the tone in his voice. Don't want a good girl, not hoes, it's a choice. Get the dick on H, pussy on W, mouth on open, ass on smother, yo, ass on the cover, to L magazine. Vroom, 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 get gasoline. Should I be a wife? Nah, we got bang, though. I got these niggas whipped. Call me the Django.
Special Ed, and when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Aren't you something to admire? Cause you shine something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare might be hard to find, just know that I'm always very loud on the other side. Cause with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of soap, I can say it is no place.
It's your girl, Leslie Lexman, and we signing off. Sayonara, Afrito Zane, au revoir. We out of here. Adabo, we in the building, international. Let's radio online, man. We out of here, man. Mirrors, Justin Timberlake, your girl, Leslie Lush. We ain't playing no games, man. Turn up with us. Let's radio online. Thank you to Sav. V. Sosa, follow us on Let's Radio Online all over the place, man. We in here, you know, in your face. We don't do it for us, do it for the people.